Global air circulation affects climate and drives ocean currents. The pattern of air circulation involves six large convection cells, or tubes of circulating air, that girdle the planet. There are three cells in the northern hemisphere and three in the southern hemisphere. We will focus on the tropical latitude cell in the northern hemisphere and the fate of the air at a place on the equator in Africa. At the equator, warm, moist air rises, and as it rises, it cools. The cooling causes it to lose its moisture, producing heavy rainfall and tropical rainforests. The now dry air then spreads northward and continues to cool. As it cools, its density increases, causing it to descend at 30 degrees north latitude. This dry air warms as it descends, absorbing moisture from the surface and producing desert conditions. Deserts around the world tend to be found at 30 degrees north and south latitude. The air circulation loop is completed with the movement of surface winds back towards the equator. You will notice that the surface winds are deflected to the right of their path of movement. This is because of the Coriolis effect, resulting from the fact that the surface of the Earth is moving faster at the equator than at the poles. This produces the northeast trade winds in the northern tropics.